Welcome to The Favorite Marriage with your hosts Monty and Janine Mora. Thanks for joining us as we explore relevant topics about marriage and help you gain tools for your marriage toolbox. We truly believe that you and your spouse can experience God's favor in your forever. We launched this podcast to help you discover deeper love, intimacy, and oneness according to God's design. With over 25 years of marriage, our desire is to encourage any marriage in any season to have the favorite marriage. Here's this week's episode of The Favorite Marriage. Enjoy today's podcast. And welcome back to the Favorite Marriage Podcast. And here we're just so passionate about married couples. And so we're your hosts, Monty and Janine Mora, and we come from the Colorado Springs area. We live in a little suburb of Springs called Fountain, Colorado. But, you know, we get all the amenities of living here in Colorado Springs. We have America's Mountain, Pikes Peak.
Yeah. The Olympic Training Center.
Yep. Olympic City, USA, one of those cities here in America. Mm-hmm. So that's where we hail from. And so we're pretty excited today about today's podcast. We're going to be talking to you today about how you can add value and how you can add worth to the words that we speak in our marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the reason why we want to kind of zone in on this area is because as we talk to couples in their 5, 10 years, 20 years of marriage, and they talk about just losing the fire,
yeah, right?
Where did all of those lovely words of affirmation and just the way they talked when they were just dating, when they were trying to woo their honey's heart, you know, just like, yeah, where did those words go? Where did they lose the value? And even though, you know, at 28, I'm 48 years, we say I love you a lot. And yeah, at times, you know, those words can tend to just fall on by the wayside because, yeah, they just become mundane and we say them over and over and it just becomes a routine. How do we take those beautiful words that mean so much? I love you. Thank you.
Forgive me.
Like those things and really make them valuable from day one of dating all the way to 50 years of marriage.
And that's the key, is to how do you keep the sense of value, the sense of worth to those,
right,
words that we speak to each other. So thinking of the idea of adding value to a word, I'm gonna defer to you as my favorite math teacher, Miss Mora. Can you think of maybe an equation or something in the math atmosphere or the math realm of an equation that where you can think of something that adds value?
I can really think of an equation, but there are symbols that we use in math called, okay, the absolute value symbols.
Okay.
Which are pretty cool because they can take a negative number and make it positive.
Nice.
So
just like our words.
Yeah, exactly. So the definition of absolute value is basically the value of a number,
okay,
from zero. So like basically you just take a number like -6.
Okay.
And it's still six from zero, right? So it's not, yeah, -6, it's six. So the absolute value of -6 is six.
Man, you're so smart.
Anyway, words are powerful. That's what we're trying to get at today. And
yeah,
you know, that's something that is not rocket science. We know that words hurt. That old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me, is
yeah,
so far from the truth.
Right.
And if anybody's ever been bullied or hurt by words, you understand and you know that for sure. And so our words are important.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So let's go ahead and kind of dive into the three key phrases that we would want our listeners to, mm-hmm, speak more often in your marriage relationship. And I think, first of all, we can all agree, and we've been talking about our words matter. So yes, I want to give just a little bit of idea or power to how important our words are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to share just a few things, and we'll dive right, sure, into the three phases. Number one, our words are the most important form of communication. Number two, sure, our words can literally shape a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, our words can create an atmosphere of positivity or an atmosphere of negativity.
For sure.
And then number four, this is the most important, I think, that our words can actually determine the trajectory of a marriage.
Yes.
By the words that a couple speaks. So it's so easy for us as couples to speak negative words and tearing each other down. So we thought it'd be good that for us to come to you today and talk a little bit about the importance of communication, using words that add value. And again, we want to put communication tools in this episode into your toolbox so that you can have a more vibrant and more stronger marriage together as a husband and wife.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because I can remember, you know, some of the most meaningful conversations between you and I have been those conversations where we've been able to come together and communicate positively and, you know, not necessarily coming from an avenue of negativity, even in hard situations and bad moments in our life. When we've come from an avenue of bringing a compliment versus a complaint,
sure.
And, you know, it just switches. And those conversations have went so much better, right, than conversations of us coming just, you know, rapid fire with our tongue glazing with
sure.
negative words and hurtful words and blaming words. So
yeah.
I do remember some of those as well. You know, they tend to weigh each other. But as the years have gone on, those have definitely, the good ones have outweighed the bad ones. Because we're not perfect.
Sure.
We have had some good ones, guys. Like it's there's been, I shouldn't say, we've had some bad ones that have hurt, but
yeah.
Thank God for the blood, and he's covered
yeah.
us. And
but Jesus. Words sting,
mm-hmm.
and words can also heal. And like you had mentioned, some of the most prominent, memorable conversations that we've had has been the compliments, and also on the flip side of that, has been the complaints. I want to read a scripture out of the Bible here. It's in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. And you might have heard this scripture verse preached or talked about before, maybe even just used without a verse, the Bible verse attached to it. But Proverbs 18, 21 reads, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Now listen to that. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. From this little rudder, this little instrument can speak life, and this tongue can also speak death. And so what we want to do today is help you, as we're learning and growing alongside you as well, on how do we speak words of life compared to speaking words of death.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Yeah, and sorry to interrupt, but I was just thinking when you said that death and life are in the power of the tongue... It would be such a different world if people really just were aware of that scripture, and people who are aware of it actually truly hold it at its true value.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
Because it's so powerful and working, and I'm sure you see this, and I see this on a daily basis with young people and in the workplace, is our words become just so we don't think before we speak, basically,
mm-hmm, sure.
Bottom line. We don't think before we speak. And those words tend to just become the action of our life.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Those words become actions.
So we have to be more deliberate in
very much
in when we talk and when we communicate. We just can't throw out words. I think the word you use is flippantly, where
mm-hmm.
you just flippantly say things where... they just can hurt people.
Right. So on that note, I felt it was very important to bring this idea to my students. As a matter of fact, I told them straight out. I said, hey, I could use your help on our podcast
yeah.
this week. And boy, were they all over it.
Were they excited?
And very excited.
Yeah.
Like, let's do this. And I did it on purpose because I'm working with them. They're seniors and they're getting ready to go out into the real world.
Mm.
And the way they speak to each other, the way they speak, just random things, they just blurt out and I'm just taken back by them sometimes. And they're learning how to control their language in my presence and in my classroom out of respect. But what I'm trying to get to them is outside, just your character is what's
yeah.
important and what's always coming out and flowing from your mouth is important. So I challenged them with some thoughts about what we're going to talk about today and taking these three phrases and how do we add value to them. And so I gave them all index cards and I gave them three each so that they had three phrases. And they helped us, which we'll share here in a little bit, but they helped us with some synonyms of these phrases, because sometimes we just want to get more creative than saying, I love you, I love you, I love you every day, right? What, how else can we say the words I love you in a different way? And thank you, and I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So they came up with some good ones. And then I also asked them, how do we make those have more value in a relationship? Because those words are important, not just in marriage, but in a relationship, any relationship.
Nice. So I'm excited to hear them.
Oh, you want to hear them now?
Let's do it now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, these are high school seniors that have written down some words that will add value or synonyms to the words that we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah. And some of them did want to shout out. So, I mean, I will have to shout out on some of these. But let's start with I love you. Okay. So, I love you. So, these are some of the synonyms that high schoolers came up with. So some of them are really cute. So another word for I love you would be I adore you. Your soul is beautiful. I thought that was sweet.
Nice.
You're my favorite. Mm. That, of course, is my favorite.
Because this is the favorite marriage, yes.
You're my favorite. Yeah, so those are some synonyms. Nice. And some ways that they said that you can add value to the words I love you, whereas to truly show interest and not just use your words.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are some I love yous. I'm just going to move on a little quicker because there's three phrases. Let's go to thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Not
no A?
No A or P. Okay. So appreciate you.
Nice.
All you, bro.
All you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
gratitude. And much gratitude. Those are from, shout out to Bella on those ones. Thank you. You the real one for that.
Okay.
Yeah. that was very kind of you. I'm thankful for you. Appreciate you. Means a lot.
Nice.
Some value, to add value to the words like thank you. Try not to use the same words, obviously. Oh, this one's a good one. Tell them how much it means to you. So not just saying thank you, but really, truly
expressing
tell them.
That.
Yeah, expressing those feelings. So I'm sorry. Let's talk about I'm sorry real quick. So some other words for I'm sorry. I regret it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do better.
Mm-hmm.
I understand my mistake and I'm sorry for what I did. I'm so wrong, Pookie.
Okay. Pookie the bear.
My bad, gang.
Okay.
My fault. I didn't mean to, and I apologize. So some good ones to make add value. Make up for what you did and realize what you did wrong. So realizing what you did and then make up for it. Be genuine. Speak up when you are in the wrong. That was a good one. Speak up. Like so many times we want to shy away and not address or do anything about it. But speak up when you are in the wrong. So it's just a few of them.
Yeah.
I couldn't get through all of them. But yeah, it was fun.
I find that intriguing. I mean, high school seniors adding a sense of worth and value to these words was pretty, pretty good. And some of them were really, really, really good. Yeah. I liked them. Yeah. Very cool. Good job, high school students.
Way to go.
Shout out. Yes. Yeah, so if you haven't figured out now, the three phrases that we want you to practice more often in your marriage are I love you, forgive me, and thank you. Those are the three phrases we want every couple to learn to add value to those words to one another. And so let's talk about the first one. First phrase, I love you. Okay. Now, so we're going to call this phrase, I love you, we're going to call it the intimate language. Okay. The intimate language. So these three little words, I love you, are the foundation to any marriage. Love. Sure. Love is important. 1 Corinthians 13 talks about the importance of love. Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember the first time we told each other that we loved each other?
Of course.
Of course, yeah. How did it make you feel when you heard me say those words?
I was just glad you said it first.
Yeah. And I did, yes.
I was ready to say it back, though. But yeah. I think that was just like the stamp that I was waiting for.
Yeah.
And I think that's really big when people start dating. I think that's one that, well, did he say I love you? But that's another one of those words where it's lost just its true depth of meaning.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, I love him or I love her. I mean, we've seen that with our children, you know, them growing up and I love her or I love him. Like, do you really, though? Not to play down their emotions, but there's just so much more to it as we see it as a married couple and been in the game for a little while versus puppy love, you know?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, those three little words, I love you, they really boost security in a relationship. They mm-hmm. really boost a sense of value, even a sense of confidence inside of a marriage. So saying I love you really is like reaffirming your love, your commitment to your spouse all over again. Mm-hmm. So it's just not three little words, oh, I love you, but it's no, I love you. Mm-hmm. And it's reaffirming love, confidence, security. And also those words create like what we call micro intimacy mm-hmm. moments. So we might say it even in passing, I love you, or we can say, I love you. And it creates those micro intimate moments, even just saying those words. And so, those three little words are so important and they add value, they add worth to the marriage. And we were just trying to think together, how can we communicate to our listeners to do something in a way that saying I love you would like add more value and add more worth. And so it was kind of hard to kind of come, you know, gather some of those ideas. And so,
yeah, well, I think one that's really important is that you, and this can go in like this idea for your whole family,
yeah,
but especially with you and your spouse, is understand the value of the words I love you. I remember you saying many times to our children as they were growing up, and as we would just, you know, through day to day things, and they would say, oh, I love peanut butter, or I love this, or I love that. And you would say, don't love anything that can't love you back. Mm. And I think just saying those simple words, like understanding when I say the words I love you, they mean something, they're important. And if you begin to just raise the bar on what I love you means, that's a good start. When you say I love you, it's more than just like I appreciate you.
Yeah,
that's adding value.
It does.
And you I guess make the words I love you a little more sacred.
It's a good word, sacred. So, again, thinking of the word I love you, the words I love you, it's a very sacred connotation. It's a mm-hmm. very sacred phrase. It's a very intimate phrase.
Yeah, and it just came to mind. But think of the scripture, John 3:16, that people know so well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Yeah.
He loved, then he gave. So if you're not willing to give all of you to the person that you're saying I love you to, then don't say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some good advice there. Very good. So good. So I love you is the first phrase. Say it often. Say it with value. Add meaning to it. Add a worth to it. And we're going to leave it up to you as married couples how to be creative with that mm-hmm. specific phrase.
Speaking of being creative, I love our way we make I love you creative.
Right, yeah.
You know, our last name is Mora.
So. Mora. You got to roll the R.
Okay, Mora. But we say, I love you, Mora, to each other. And it's just a little way of our little competition. I love you, Mora.
Yeah, I love you, Mora.
No, I love you, Mora.
Yeah. Nice. I love you. The second phrase. This kind of escalates some things.
Mm-hmm.
Is the phrase, forgive me. Now, this phrase is what we call apology language. So the I love you is intimate language. Forgive me is what we call apology language. And saying this phrase literally places your spouse's emotional well-being above yourself.
Sure.
Without an apology, some marriage problems grow and they fall deeper and deeper into resentment. So some couples or couples will injure each other with their words, mm-hmm. their actions, their ways, and they never apologize. They just kind of just keep going through life and hopefully it'll resolve itself. But what's happening inside of that couple's relationship, deeper and deeper, there's this resentment, there's this hurt,
sure.
and there's this pain. So saying this phrase, forgive me, is so very, very important because it actually fosters a safe place in the marriage, and it also fosters openness, and it fosters a sense of peace and oneness in the marriage relationship.
Mm-hmm. I like what you said. It's sacrificial. You know, it's not supposed to be easy. You obviously did something wrong if you're having to say this. And you know, was it the Fonz that couldn't say I was wrong, or you know, it's like,
Yeah. It's
so hard to do. It's not something that is easy. So it is laying your life down and sacrificially coming to your spouse and being transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Being transparent. Maybe you have a good reason behind what you did, and just talking things through. But the approach is important.
The approach, yeah.
The way you approach it.
Yeah. But it's also, this phrase also speaks to the idea of me owning my mistake,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And so when I say to you, please forgive me, it's me saying to you that I realize that I made a mistake. I realize that I hurt you in some way, and I'm owning that. And like one of the cards said from your students, that I'm willing to do whatever I can to make it up to you. I'm willing to change something inside of me. So it's just not mm-hmm. saying forgive me, then me going back and then hurting you again. It's me owning my mistake, owning my problem, and then me working on it to make our marriage better.
Right. And that's so important to recognize and not just say, I'm sorry. I mean, you could go up to your spouse and say, I'm sorry, and walk away, and you feel better because in your mind, you processed everything and you understand.
Yeah.
But if you don't let them know, this is all the things that I processed and I understand, and mm-hmm. you might have already went to the throne and asked the Lord to forgive you. You may have already gotten to the scripture. Your spouse does not know what you did to get to that point of I forgive you, or sorry, please forgive me, or I'm sorry. So you have to be transparent and open and communicate and let them know, I take full responsibility, or I take my part. This is what I did. And then open for communication, because maybe there was both of them are at fault in a situation.
Sure.
But you have to let them know, be open and open your heart and say, I heard a sermon and it really convicted me, or mm-hmm. I read the scripture of the day, and boy, did the Lord just get me good, you know.
Yeah.
Talk to them and let them know the process that you went through to get to that I'm sorry, or
sure.
please forgive me, because it's so important. Number one, you're opening like this intimate place of your heart to them, and then they're able to see that how much that means
mm-hmm.
coming from
right.
you.
Yeah. And also creates like a spirit of transparency and contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so when you're open,
it is contagious.
Yeah. When you're coming to me, or I come to you, I've noticed in those moments, it opens your heart to kind of share with me, and it opens mm-hmm. my heart to share with you. So there is this reciprocity
mm-hmm.
that takes place of please forgive me when we use that phrase more often. So
yeah
that's a very important phrase to all the married couples. I love you is that intimate language. Please forgive me is that apology language.
Mm-hmm.
The third phrase we want to talk to you about is the thank you phrase.
Mm-hmm. Which is our gratitude language.
Which is the gratitude language. Yeah, the gratitude language. So saying thank you can also elevate the closeness and the intimacy of a married couple. So when we see our spouse doing something really, really good or something good in the home, mm-hmm. we want to say thank you.
Yes.
We want to say thank you.
So I know that when you do things for me, I want so much to express my gratitude. And sometimes I'm at a loss for words, and I just want to be able to show you how grateful I am for you when you pray for me at 9:01 or when you make my lunch every day. Like that means the world to me.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just lose the words in my mind. Yeah. You know?
Uh-huh.
how can I be, you help me. What are those things that I can do or say so that you know how much I appreciate you?
Sure. Yeah. And I think it's the saying thank you is very important. I mean, I like to hear that. I think every couple likes to hear that when you do sure. something that is,
I feel like thank you gets so overused. Like it's, I mean, for lack of a better word, mundane and
sure.
repetitive. Because for me, I want it to go past those words. Thank you. Deeper.
Yeah.
More value.
So some of the things you've done that I'm just thinking of right now is to make it more meaningful. You'll come up to me, and sometimes you'll just put your hand on my shoulder, you'll look in my eyes, or you'll give me mm-hmm. a big hug, and you add emotion to the thank you. You add some type of affection to it as well. Instead of just mm-hmm. the words to it, you know, you verbalize it, yes, but you come up to me and you touch me or you hug me or you look in my eyes. And to me, that's you adding value and adding worth to the thank you. So I think, yeah, you do it well. And but again, as our listeners, we want you to be creative with this as well. We'd like to hear right. some of the ways that you add value and add worth to these three phrases.
Mm-hmm. And just like you heard us talk through that, you might have to get uncomfortable and talk through those moments and just sit each other down and say, how else can I express this to you? Mm-hmm. What matters most to you, or what really causes you to just fall in love with me all over again when I do this? Or can you help me out? It is okay to ask each other to help one another out. Mm-hmm. We're a team, and only, you know, you, even though after 28 years of marriage, we know each other pretty well. I think we mentioned once before is that we're always changing and growing, and maybe what I liked back 15, 20 years ago, it's different on what meets my needs now. So there's always got to be a communication just flowing through all of these types of communication languages.
Sure. Yeah. 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 No, I agree. Very good.
Well, that's the three communication languages that we wanted to talk about. I say communication languages like that because I'm thinking, how many languages do you speak? Most people speak one, maybe two. I mean, I think the majority of people speak one to two mm-hmm. languages. We would like to challenge you to up your game and think of these as other languages and become trilingual or
yeah.
quadlingual. Is that what you would call it? If you English and then your communication language, your intimacy language, your apology language,
okay,
yeah. like those three languages,
mm-hmm.
become fluent in those intimate language, apology language, and gratitude language. The more you speak them, it's like any other language. Like if you're learning Spanish or French or Mandarin, you know, you have to practice them. You have to be able to practice and apply them on a mm-hmm. daily basis, or else you lose it. How many times have you and I learned Spanish? And I mean, when we went on mission trips. Mm-hmm. And when we don't practice, we lose it.
Yeah.
So if you're not practicing these languages, if you're not applying them on a daily basis, using them fluently, you're going to lose them.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got to practice them every single day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hopefully we've given them some really good communication tools in their marriage toolbox. And so before we sign off today, we would like to say thank you once again for tuning in today and listening to these important phrases that we definitely want you to speak often in your marriage. And as like always, our goal is to put, you know, again, tools in your toolbox so that you can continue to have a thriving, alive marriage. And so I think for right now, that's it. That's all we have to say for mm-hmm. today. So
yeah, because we also want them to chime in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
Please, we appreciate when you guys comment and you add value to our podcast. And I also just want to give one last shout out to my senior advisory because I want to keep my word. And I really, truly do care about you all very much.
Yeah, good job, high school students. Keep up the good work. All right. Well, that's it for now. We're going to go ahead and sign off. And like always, we pray that you would experience
God's favor on your forever.
Thanks for listening to The Favorite Marriage, where you and your spouse can experience God's favor on your forever. If you enjoyed this resource, please leave us a review and share it with your friends. We'll see you next time on The Favorite Marriage Podcast.